By the turn of the 20th century, the United States had proved that it was essentially opposed to properly protecting and supporting Black Americans. This opposition became evident through a series of events that took place after the Civil War. By the war's end, the Emancipation Proclamation, which was issued by President Abraham Lincoln on January 1, 1863, marked the beginning of the end for chattel slavery in the United States. The proclamation was not all-encompassing, however. It only applied to the Confederate states, which had seceded from the Union, meaning that those states that had participated in slavery, but did not leave the Union, were not obligated to free enslaved people. Texas, where the proclamation should have applied, did not even recognize this liberatory order until more than 2 years later, on June 19, 1865, a day that is still celebrated by many Black Americans as an Independence Day called Juneteenth. The ratification of the 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution in December 1865 freed the remaining enslaved people, except those enslaved as a punishment for crime. But the legacy of chattel slavery, combined with the anti-blackness that has come to define American racism, meant that even free Black people were viewed as subhuman objects to be controlled. And with no reparations to account for a dearth of financial resources, formal education programs, or job opportunities to facilitate growth and progress, conditions for Black Americans were slow to improve. But as is often said of the Black community, we made a way out of no way and created our own infrastructure of support. Reconstruction. In the years that immediately followed the Civil War, known collectively as Reconstruction, a steady rhythm of progress echoed throughout the United States. It was an ambitious undertaking to retrofit the institutions that had allowed slavery to prosper with new features that could provide for the protection of America's marginalized. The Freedmen's Bureau, which was first established by President Lincoln in 1865, worked alongside Black people across the South to build schools and replace the system of enforced illiteracy with literacy programs. Starting in 1867, the Reconstruction Acts laid out terms of reentry into the Union for the states that had seceded during the Civil War. Until new state constitutions could be drafted and approved by the U.S. Congress, the former Confederacy was divided into five districts, each governed by military leaders. Laws were also established to allow men of all races, with the exception of former Confederate leaders, to participate in the creation of those new constitutions. Further protections were enacted in the form of the 14th and 15th Amendments. The 14th Amendment defined an American citizen as any person born in or naturalized in the United States. This amendment also overturned the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in the Dred Scott case, 1857, which had ruled that Black people were not eligible for citizenship. The 15th Amendment prohibited state, local, and federal governments from denying U.S. citizens the right to vote based on race, color, or past servitude, thus extending voting rights to Black men. It's notable that these new protections did not extend to Native Americans, who were not granted citizenship until 1924 with the passage of the Snyder Act. The Reconstruction Acts and the new amendments slowly provided a path forward for Black people to participate in the country's governance.